Okay, Hare Krishna, greetings from Jagannath Puri. We have to have some system because sometimes this thing drops. I'll keep looking at my phone. Okay, we'll wait till everyone comes here. Okay. Om Gyanatimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupata Dhamayam Padati Tapadantikam Adadanas Chanandante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Vilisham Janma Janmani Paragi Bhakti Visham Piyatnai Apaya Mamala Dipsanandam Upambuhiya Paraduka Duki Sanatanistam Padamasriyami Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasude Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Rama Hare Hare. I want to wait for Alexander. I like to speak to one mind. Anyway. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. One thing about it, I think I figured out how to figure out if the phone's not in use. So I will if it hangs up, the call's going to drop a little bit here because it's Puri. If it hangs up, I'll get it. Just a tip. I have to find someone. It's Alexander, I really need you to come now. Okay. And then shut the door behind you. It's been a wonderful sangha that we experienced. Please shut the door. Alexander, and then sit down, because I want to get the class going. It's really been a wonderful sangha in fighting dog, frog, you know? Let's see what we need. It's really been a wonderful sangha, and we've really been experiencing... We've really been experiencing the glories of Jagannath Puri now, and the glories of Gauri. And just like I was telling the devotees this morning, we had a function to finish it where everyone that we. Actually, I told the story, maybe I'll tell it today, the very moving story of Lord Chaitanya. Sent me the devotees back to Bengal and greeting them, and he would bless each devotee and he would give them some service. So we had a function to end it up this afternoon, actually this late morning. And it was also like this. And in that sense, it's kind of a Dada Muga Bhakti, meaning you follow the Bob of those who are perfect. We had a real opportunity in Jagannath Puri to follow the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and aspire for their Bob, because we recreated a type of Sangha based exactly on the principles of Gaur-lila. And the devotees that were here, they felt something very, very special. I could tell, because when we had our kirtan, I think many of you that have been on the sangha have gone to my parikrams. And you know how at the end, we just do a kirtan. We ask people to meditate on the places and the experiences and then share it. And it was really some amazing, you can, you know, to experience that. You can experience what it's like to be in a on the pleasure of others. All our difficulties and conflicts are due to selfishness. People are... Hi, Bob, who's that? Yeah. No, I don't need it now, Ron. Yeah. Yeah, we really had the experience of, what was the last point I was making here before I got interrupted here? Lily, do you remember? Who's going to tell me what the last point? It's hard to get into a flow here. Because, yeah. Oh, yeah, real, you know, the spiritual world means everyone... There's no self-centeredness. And even Prabhupada gives that very simple analogy of a stone. When you throw it in the water, it makes concentric circles. And if you throw another stone, and if it's in the same circle, there's no conflict. But if there's many different centers, you throw the stones and they don't hit the same, then they all conflict with each other. And real Vaishnav Sangha is intensely centered on Krishna. When it's intensely centered on Krishna, it's centered on the pleasure of others. And that type of Sangha, really centered on the pleasure of others, because what is Rupa Goswami says, Anukuyena Krishna Anu, Shilanam Bhakti Uttama, that what is bhakti? Bhakti is when you, Krishna Anu Shilanam, when your activities, Anu, they follow Krishna. They follow Krishna's desire. And Prabhupada makes it very clear, so the commentators make it very clear, that Krishna means Krishna and his differential entities, which includes the entity. So Vaishnav means for others. I was going through different Goswami literature, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. You see what a Vaishnava is. He's so humble. Jiva Goswami is such a scholar, but he's saying, I'm doing this for Rupa and Sanatana. So when you take that edge of self-centeredness, when you take that edge of self-centeredness out of the Sangha, then it's a very, very wonderful experience. That's what Gaur-lila is. It's only love. And it's so pleasant, and people get such deep, deep realization. And they can become completely self-satisfied. Because that's what actually satisfies the heart. You actually experience, and that's what I'm saying, there's an experience of Gaur-lila, because what actually satisfies the heart in service. That satisfies the heart. You get that experience. Someone is, what is it called? You didn't mute your phone, and I'll just have to share with you very, and this is not a prepared sangha. I mean, I just had to jump right into it. I usually spend some time. So I really need to get into a nice flow. I need some concentration here. So, it was just very wonderful. I programmed. Someone didn't mute their phone. Just check. You have to mute your phone. Someone is really causing a disturbance here. Okay. Sometimes there's obstacles. You have to be tolerant. Someone is really having trouble with their phone. If you're not sure about it, then maybe you hang up and call again or something. So it's such a nice program. Anybody on the Sangha, I'm really going to recommend. It looks like we're going to do it this year. One of the things is when the Vaishnavas left Mahaprabhu, and he was feeling so much separation to them, and each of them, he gave a if that continues, I'm going to have to ask everyone to hang up and call again because I can't concentrate with that kind of noise. If someone's on a computer, then you have to give it. Something's wrong here. What's that? It's not causing the problem. I'm okay. So, you know, some things we were doing, like kirtan for the Jagannath Mandir. And this is what, there's a difference. In perfection, you're chanting and hearing in perfection, you're chanting and hearing in practice. You're serving Guru in perfection, you're serving Guru in practice. The only difference is, in perfection, someone just called. Can anybody tell who that is? What? Is it? It's not on the same line. I have a phone. That's why we could have tried and maybe try another room. Go down and get Madhavananda's key. We'll go into his room. We'll see if that solves the problem. Okay? Just all hang with me. All right, just keep on going. Anyway, I was talking about this wonderful Sangha and trying to give you the experience, but this boy jumped up and said, we really need to have retreats. Just concentrated chanting and hearing. It works. Even 6 days. So our program was 7 o'clock to 8:30, kirtan in class. Go out in Prikram for 2-3 hours. Jagannath Prasad. Plenty of it at 4 or 5 o'clock. Then Vrindavan kirtan. And then katha again in the evening. It's a complete absorption. Okay, we'll try that, Marge. We'll see how it works. It's not the same line. I don't
know.
What? Yeah, I don't think it can be the same line. Okay, we're trying something else now. Oh. Can I have the room, please? Sorry to kick you all out. Okay, thank you. I'm still there. Okay, shut the door. Okay. Sorry to kick everyone out. I can't imagine what we're doing here, but thank you, Krishna Kund. I'm trying to communicate to you, but not make you feel bad that you aren't here, but trying to enthuse you to come the next year. We have our Sangha member, Neela Anastasia. She's here. She's for me and someone else. I will get going. You'll get something eventually here, but just to explain to you the program, it was so wonderful. The other thing is it was so inclusive. And people really like that. Inclusive. I mean, every Vaishnava was welcome. And every Vaishnava that came enhanced our Sangha. I told you about Dr. Fakir Mohan. He was, and it's really something. He was so enthusiastic about it that he came back again today. And just before I came here, he came to me. And I said, can you give a message to the Vaishnavas I will be calling? And then, I mean, he started to give a message and then said that, he's very humble. He said, you tell me when you're finished, I will come and see you. He ordered me. Anyway, I told him, I ordered him to stay in his guest house and I will come to him after this is finished. And he was very enthusiastic. And he's the world's foremost authority on Aryan Vaishnavism. He's 80 years old. He's already has a PhD. He's writing his B.Lit on the history of Aryan literature. And when he did, he explains the glory of this Jagannath Dham and its bath. And there's, by his attachment, he really wants to present that Jagannath Puri is better than any Dham. So he said, I give two messages to the people, if I can remember them. Oh boy, if I can remember them, you'll kill me now. But he gave me two messages to explain why it's better. Let me see if I can remember. He gave such good arguments. I really need just to concentrate. I just need concentration here. He told me, I give to me two really wonderful. I remember one. I want to see if I can remember the other. About, Yes. What he explained to me is Vrindavan Parikram was started by the six Goswamis. Navadvipa Parikram was started by Nityananda, Jiva Goswami, etc. And then he explained the history and then Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod. He said, but the Puri Parikram was started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was his first point. It's just like in Vrindavan. All the holy places were discovered by the Goswamis, but which holy place was discovered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally? It was Radhika. So the Puri Parikram was started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Second point he made, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to explain in his study of Vaishnavism how rich the Vaishnav culture was in Orissa. And he explained, he was giving me references. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his kirtan at Rathayatra, how many devotees were there? How many Vaishnavas came to Bengal? First year, 200 came. And out of the 200 that came, there were seven kirtan parties. Therefore, they had seven kirtan parties. And each kirtan party, they had a lead singer. We were just meditating on this. Yesterday, we went down the Rathayatra road meditating on this. What was the kirtan parties? Who were the dancers in those parties? Well, the singers were Sarup Damodar. And we can't imagine what it's like to hear kirtan by Sarup Damodar. But we can imagine a little bit. We had some nice kirtan here. That's nothing. But we were attracted. You know, one thing that we did was like completely amazing. We went to the Gambira, and Neela, or Anastasia, Neela's brother, he has a box, like tambura, is it? And he plays flute. And with the flute and tambura, he creates the rod of separation. And then chants the prayers. This is in the Gambira. The Gambira if we look at the significance of the Gambhira, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always Krishna. And the beautiful conception of our theology, that for Krishna or God to become perfect, he must be perfect in his pleasure. To be perfect in his pleasure, he must take the position of a devotee. So really, the full understanding of God is God as the object of pleasure, the Supreme Lord Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, and God as his experiencing the love of his best devotee, Srimati Radharani. And to fulfill that mission, the internal reason for his descent, he comes to Jagannath Puri. So how significant is that? And other argument is, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, when he went to Trivandrum and stayed at the house of Gopal Venkata Bhatta, the father of Gopal Bhatta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the deity to worship. Which deity did he worship? He worshipped the deity of Jagannath. That was Lord Chaitanya's yesterday. Very, very significant. So in the Gambhira, when the Gambhira is the house of Kashi Mishra, who is the Raj Pandit, the Pandit of the king of Orissa, who is a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and gave him a little room in this. And when you come in there, there's a Radha Krishna temple before you go to the back section where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room is. And we did nice kirtan every single day. The program was at 10 o'clock, we did kirtan. And it takes 20 minutes to get to the place. One day we went to Haridas Thakur Samadhi, one day to Gambhira, one day Jagannath Mandir, different things. And we did kirtan and had very expert, so sweet, the bandha players and everybody enthusiastic, and many devotees came. I don't think we fed less than 60 devotees every day, full Jagannath Prasad. And Gambhira, just hearing the prayers of Raghunath Das Goswami, sung in the right rag, with the right music, the mood of separation. Anyway, the meditation on the kirtan parties. There was 7 kirtan. Who were the dancers in the kirtan parties? Haridas Thakur. Each kirtan party had a dancer. Haridas Thakur. Nityananda. Akreshura Pandit. Who's the other dancer? Nityananda, the Kreshura Pandit, Haridas Thakur. One more wonderful, Vaitacharya. So imagine the dancing. I mentioned in the CC, we talk about the Panihati, and it describes the dancing of Lord Nityananda. It describes Nityara Madhurya. The dancing is very sweet because it's a movement of love. Actually, this you should understand, that most dance and music is about Radha and Krishna. It's understood that it's a product of Rag. Rag means attachment or devotion. And the real beautiful music, the real beautiful dance, is a release or a manifestation of an inner emotion. And when something moves from that inner emotion, like if someone really sings and it's deep in his heart and that it comes out in song, it has it's a much more beautiful effect. And if that emotion, which is the basis of everything, is prema bhakti or pure love, it can be nothing more beautiful. Just like the singing of the Cowherd Boys, it had two qualities there, kirtan. It was appropriate, because you want to please someone, you do it nicely, and it was full of deep emotion. So this is Gaurlila. Everything is based on this deep sentiment. So when you see, if you imagine the dancing, what that singing must be like, what the dancing of Haridas Thakur must be like, the dancing of Nityananda, Vakreshura Pandit, chanting for 72 hours. So the point is the purpose of our parikram is for us to recreate that experience by doing the same activities and living the same life as the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived 500 years ago. And you can do it. You can do it. You can chant and hear about Krishna. You can take prasadam. You can associate with a very loving spirit with other devotees. Because what happens is the heart becomes filled with so much affection for others in that type of sangha. As soon as that false ego is reduced, why? Because that conception of I am the controller and I am the enjoyer becomes so insignificant when your heart is happy and full of devotion. I would write a realization every morning I had and share it with the devotees, and the one I wrote this morning is, this is realization when you're experiencing it. Everyone. And it didn't. The other thing, the sangha was so nice. I'll tell you why, because so many varieties of devotees, everyone welcomed without judgment. And the sangha was attracting, I mean, godbrothers that I've never met before. I met this wonderful godbrother. His name is Parvat Maharaj. He just took sannyas. You know, such a humble, sweet, sweet person. And feeling, a great Swami would join our sangha, come occasionally, come on our Hari Nams, Dr. Fakir Mohan. One devotee came today who, he helps spread Krishna consciousness in Italy. When he joined, he was a professor. And, you know, he's a very charismatic and powerful person. He's telling us the story when he gave the Bhagavad Gita to the Pope. He said, "Say Hare Krishna." Give the Pope the Bhagavad Gita. The Pope said, "Hare Krishna." So, an experience. And the heart becomes filled with that. And I said, real happiness is service, affection for others, humility. That's real happiness. And then I thought, how was I thinking that real happiness is position, is some sensual experience, or some revenge, or some? How you think? You can't. How you think that way? You can't think that way when you experience. When you, and we have an example. We're reading today the story of Ramananda Roy. And what it means when one's heart is so satisfied and filled, what one can do. Anyway, I'm kind of going on because it wasn't that prepared today. But yesterday we went to Bhakti Sinatra's birthplace, and then we went to the Grandicha, and it was the 95th. Vyas Puja of Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But they sent us an invitation. So we took our kirtan party there, and there was mobs outside of the gate. They had seven shifts of feeding people prasadam. But they took Jayadway Kumar and myself in, and Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, he's basically out of external consciousness now. He doesn't really respond, you know? But, you know, we went to the other person who was in charge there. His name is Vishnu Maharaj. He's a person probably about my age, you know? And we went into his room, and he was very, very nice, accommodating, and he said, "Oh, you come?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Where are your devotees?" I said, "Well, they're outside because there's no room." He sent some people for them. And he said, "Why don't you all take darshan?" And there's thousands of people waiting to take darshan adopted by Bob Furman. And he just opens up the door and arranges with some guards to keep other people out, a line of our people, and we can come in. And some of you who know Gopi Manjari, and you know she has her son Madhava, and this Madhava is an ecstasy about Jagannath. He never wants to go back to Washington, D.C. again. He's in such ecstasy, this little boy. You can actually see it. He's going around after prasadam. He doesn't even sit with his mother. He sits with the men. He's going around after today and telling everybody, "I got a Jagannath card." funny, got a little juggernaut carpet. So he went in there with Gopi Manjari. And poor Maharaj, I went in there, he kind of like looks at you, but he can't speak, he can't talk, he can't react. And when Madhava came in, he just with his hand reached out and called him and gave him a hug and blessed him and said some prayers. Another Sangha member was a Shastra, who was showered by affection to the devotees for sponsoring the whole thing. I was kind of making one theme that I tried to make is that real Krishna consciousness, or the real way in which love will come into our hearts, is if we experience kindness or mercy. That's what really, and you develop love, so much love for one who is kind to you. It's just known. It's a psychological fact. So one of the themes that we were seeing within the CC in every section is that feeling of mercy. It's dependent on your attitude. In other words, we're always getting mercy, actually. Even if you understand the nature of the holy name, you're getting mercy. You don't experience mercy if you have pride and you think you're deserving. It still may come, but the feeling won't be there. If you're very self-centered and have a lot of pride in your heart, then even kindness is coming, you won't feel it. We all have that experience of being very, very kind and very, very helpful to someone. And it's not that they're not getting kindness. It's not that they're not getting love. It's not that they're not getting help. But they don't feel it because of their attitude. So I was explaining in the CC, people are feeling so much love because they're humble. They're so much appreciative of everything they're getting. And I was saying one thing nice, I was saying about Shastra, I'm going all over the place. Tomorrow I'll be at my desk in Vrindavan, comfortable, sure phone, prepared, etc. Please excuse me, those of you who've heard me for 2.5 years, you know that I like to. So nice. This Jagannath Prasadam is just... See, we had an Aryan cook who would go to the temple and bring it to us hot. And Gita Nagari was on our parikram. And there was a famous verse by Rupa Goswami. I just want to try to share this one thought with you, too, is that it's real important for devotees to experience kindness. Everyone. To feel love, you have to experience kindness. And I saw that when you have a festival like this, with incredible, every day, this Jagannath Prasadam, which people were wild about, we had preparations we couldn't even imagine. And there's no fee. We're inviting everyone. Even people showing up at the hotel, we have second shifts, distributing Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and people getting it. They're not paying anything. And what are they feeling? Kindness. If I charge the fee, it's 10, 20 rupees. They'd be eating the same prasadam, but they may not be feeling the kindness and mercy. So you see people being humble, and when you experience mercy, you feel humble. You feel, I don't deserve. So when you're distributing this wonderful prasadam and people are sitting there, a lot of times people from the third world countries who maybe once can afford Jagannath Prasad, and they're not going to have an Aryan cook. They're going to get some pandit at the hotel that goes there. Who knows what they get? Someone that goes in and gets the Jagannath Prasad, and they're sitting there and they're just feeling mercy. They didn't pay for it. and something so wonderful is coming. I don't deserve it. What's my qualification? I didn't pay. When you go to a restaurant, you pay. You earn it. I didn't earn it, but here it is. I'm sitting down. I'm getting the best food in the world, the most varieties. And people become very humble. They feel love. They feel mercy. And everyone was feeling that way. And when you, I gave the example of, it's kind of like this in drama, there's this thing called catharsis, an experience, where everyone, that's the purpose of a drama. The purpose of a drama is that every single person who attends the drama should be experiencing the same thing. Right? The author writes it. He writes a tragedy. He writes a romance. He writes an adventure story, chivalry. Everyone should be experiencing the same thing. And when you share something like that so intimately with others, it creates a unity or bond, which is liberating. It was even before Rupa Goswami, there was one Sanskrit dramatist called Abhinash Gupta. And he was using drama to help people become realized Brahman. How? Because the drama written in such a way, everyone would experience the same thing. They would all feel one. Of course, ours is a chintya beta beta tattva, simultaneously one and different. So our thing is, so if everyone feels tragedy, you know, but there's also a happiness to it, it's the drama, because you're sharing so strongly. So, and that's a wonderful feeling. Like I gave the example of the Bhagavatam when the cowherd boys drank the water of the Jamuna that was poisoned by Kaliya, and they all dropped dead, basically. And Krishna gave his loving glance and they all awoke. And they were feeling, what mercy, I had died and Krishna brought me back to life. And they were looking so lovingly at Krishna because they had experienced that mercy. And they're looking at so lovingly at Krishna. And they were sharing that feeling. And it creates a very liberating, wonderful effect. So when you take all the devotees are sitting there relishing together, they're all feeling the same kindness and mercy. And then what to speak of the mercy of the holy name, the mercy of Katha, people were, it was just a wonderful experience. And it gave us hope that we can actually, you know, live this life and experience this life with Lord Rila. And there's a lot of separation today. I don't want to embarrass her, but Neela is before me now. And she does not want it to end. So, I'm just going on and on. I don't know how I'm doing, but you're all very kind to me. Let me see if I can share anything else. One thing, too, is very nice with Shastra because he sponsors everything. And at the end of the drama, at the end of the thing today, we were discussing what Lord Chaitanya was saying to the different devotees. Very wonderful when they were going to the great Dachanda. Advaitacharya, he's leaving, he looks at him, he says, give Krishna consciousness even to the lowest of the chandalas. The people now are so filled, they're with Lord Chaitanya, they're in the Dham, their hearts are filled so deeply with satisfaction by experiencing the soul. Now they're ready to give. Nityananda, Angarga Ajala means without restriction, manifest devotional service. So many things. And when he gets to Shivananda Sena, I called Shastra up. And I said the same message that was given to Shivananda Sena. But Shivananda Sena in Gaur Lila was responsible for bringing all the devotees and maintaining them. So I told him, this is directly from the CC, come every year and bring all my devotees with you to the festival. I also request you to maintain them. That was told. We gave that to Shastra, and he's agreed that next year he will come. And we had Mangal Arati at Kota Gopinath. And they stopped banging the gongs. They let us do kirtan. We go to Kota Gopinath deity was found in the garden there and given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Gadadhar Pandit, who was Radharani in Gaur-lila. And that's the deity, supposedly, that Lord Chaitanya entered into. So we did Mangal Arati. It was a full day. And, I have a certain standard of communication. And it's like an artist. If, you know, their singing or their composition or their dance is not... So I don't like to ramble. I'll go on anyway. Maybe you'll get something. I don't understand the Vaidhi Bhakti and Rag Bhakti. I didn't explain it. The very beginning of the festival, I'm like a bit of a madman. I'm completely trying to control the thing because you got people coming from so many different backgrounds. And you had everyone from new bhaktas to Satsrup Maharaj, I couldn't explain it, the different varieties of people that were coming. A lot of advanced devotees, Mother Srimati, amazing souls, some of the Parthasarathi disciples from South Africa, and anyone who's here, we're going to have it next year. You'll be very fortunate if you can come to our Puri for some reason. I think we've got it down now. And I was going to make a point, variety of devotees coming. And yeah, so at the very beginning, I have to be a little strict, not with people, but strict with when the thing begins, when it ends. I said, Madhavananda, he's a wealth of knowledge. And if I don't try to control, they'll go on late at night. So I'm trying to, and keeping devotees and the whole thing, I noticed that I tried to really, every detail I wanted to see. And then, by the end of 3 or 4 days, people were so filled with just spontaneous attraction that there was no need for that anymore. So that's the difference between Vaidhi and Rag. When you don't have attraction in your heart, you have to be strictly ruled by scriptural injunctions. And if you're not ruled by scriptural injunctions, you'll be on the mental plane, and you will lose your fixity in devotional service. When you develop natural attachment, you no longer need to be ruled because the scriptural injunctions are only to engage you and keep your mind fixed. Your mind is naturally attracted to Krishna. Okay, how am I doing so far here? I just try something to share something, but it's not coming out to the level of clarity that I kind of want, but... One example I would give you, I told this because devotees in their meditations, you see, my favorite thing, I was just, when I was chanting and we had a little kirtan, I was just meditating how nice it was to see how satisfied the devotees were making prasada with each other, and so it was wonderful. But, and then kirtan, and then katha, and all this. But what I'm going to do right now is stop, and we're going to start up regularly again next Wednesday. Even the class today was this class here today. Somehow Jagannath Prasadam was late today. It was 2 hours late, so by the time I finished, and then somehow or other, the place, the Vaishnavas were coming, and I just had to run up here for class. But would anybody like to ask a question?
Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Today, Ram is meeting with you speak words, you know, completely different than as if, you know, you are in ecstasy. You know, I can, you know, feel it, you know, through the air.
I think you can't tell the difference between ecstasy and the mode of passion. But anyway.
But you know, Maharaj, you know, it's wonderful. You know, we would like to share a little bit of Mahaprasad, the way you are describing, although you are far away. Let's just remember us, you know, when you take the prasad.
Okay. Well, I can't even describe the variety of preparations. Okay. Anybody else like to ask a question? Okay. I'm not, you know, it's... Okay.
Maharaj, it's another dollar. I just want to tell you one thing. In between, actually, the line was disconnected. I had to reconnect then and I got to you.
Your line was disconnected. I don't think my line was disconnected.
Yeah, your line, you know, because not your line, but in the free, you know, sponsored, you know, things, and it was disconnected because I felt it. And I didn't do anything, and I was just listening, and suddenly disconnected. So I don't know.
Are you on the computer? Are you on the computer or on the phone?
On the phone.
What? Okay. Okay, yes. Okay. Okay. Anybody? Yes. Mooney.
I'm sorry. excuse me. As someone who shares your sensitivity for presentation, I wanted to say thanks. I thought today's class was really wonderful, and thank you. It was extremely inspiring.
Okay.
I'm not just being nice.
I know you're not being nice, but I'm the one that's listening to it with my intelligence, and... You know how it is when I'm being frank with you also, that you have a certain concept and you want to explain it, and generally by Krishna's grace I have that ability, and then I hear it and I say okay, yes, and if it doesn't come, it makes sound nice, but it doesn't come out to the level of just, you know how it is, this conceptualization and expression. You know, so I have some conceptualization of what I'm going to say, and generally I'm fairly successful in expressing it. And I know when the expression is representative of the conceptualization. But I guess because there was a lot of Bob and Mooney, if you really, really wanted to have a wonderful Krishna conscious experience, this by far would be the best one to go to. It's we're by the ocean. You know, our hotel is right on the ocean, facing on the ocean, and it, you know, as long as there's no tsunami, we're all fine. but that's what Satya Mohan said. He said, and he said in the Dam in Puri, he said, tsunami, Indonesia, not Puri. but he is wonderful, and he's so humble. I mean, he wants to see me tonight just to explain something of the 800 pages of this D-Lit on the history of Aryan Vaishnavism. And he's such a humble person. It's really wonderful. I mean, he doesn't, like, you know, when I had a sit-up, we had four or five sannyasis, because Jayadvaita Maharaj. I'll just tell you a funny thing about Jayadvaita Maharaj, right? He's so good, you know. He loved it. He loves to come here, right? But he said, he told me, he doesn't really want to speak, you know? He said he just wants to relax. So, I asked him, you want to speak? He says, you know, this is not ISKCON, and I can do what I want. And I don't want to speak. You know, I mean, it was, we had four sannyasis there, this Parvamaj, very sweet, sweet person, you know? And Paramahansa Swami came tonight with his disciples and myself, Jayadvaita Swami, and the Satya Mohan. He's 80 years old. If I want to sit him with the sannyasis, he wouldn't. But honestly speaking, he told me he had 8 heart attacks, and he didn't know if he's going to live. He said, Prabhupada said there are 3 heart attacks and you're finished. Prabhupada had 2. He said he had 8. And he said the last time he had a heart attack, the doctors told him that when he was unconscious, his fingers and tongue was moving. So by chanting his whole life, I'm just saying, I mean, I have a sense. It was quite wonderful. And great people. I mean, people that you know, Ram Roy. And every night it was Vrindavan style kirtan. And it's not like, I mean, you really get into it. And the kirtans, when we go through Puri with the, you know, we have expert Madanga players. Every soul here was just a humble soul. Expert Madanga players, sound system, doing kirtan. A wonderful devotee too. Yadunandana Prabhu, he's the principal of Bhaktivedanta College. I'm sure one day you'll meet him, Mahamuni. Such a humble like soul. I mean, such a nice person. Wonderful kirtans. It was just encouraging. But what amazes me is if you actually practice Krishna consciousness properly, in 3 days, you know, your consciousness just soars. And I'm seeing that with devotees. They can't imagine. You know, they're just like the group because we're generally not happy. You know, we're not satisfied. It's our heart's not filled enough with Krishna. But this is like Devanagari, he said, when the Rupa Goswami had this poem, the poem was, I can't imagine how much nectar Rupa Goswami in these syllables, Krishna. When they dance, When dancing with my tongue, I pray for millions of tongues. When it comes into the courtyard of my ear, I pray for millions of ears. When it enters in the courtyard of my heart, the senses become inert. So I was joking that just like Rupa Goswami, when he's chanting in Ratiyatra in the mood of Radharani, there is not yet a song written. His internal experience was so esoteric. There is not yet a song written for him to actually nourish his emotions by that. Therefore, he borrowed some just ordinary song that had a facsimile or was somewhat comparative to his sentiment. So when we're taking prasadam and seeing the devotees enjoy, I said there is not yet written a verse to express their appreciation for Mahaprasada. So we composed the verse. We can't imagine how much nectar there is in this Jagannath Prasad. When we take it in our tongues, we pray for thousands and thousands of tongues. When we take it into our mouth, we pray for thousands and thousands of stomachs. Can't imagine how much nectar there is. It's just seeing, you know, I also saw, you know, a lot of these devotees joined in 1978, 79, Ram Roy, Bhagavad Kurana, you know, a lot of devotees like that came, that Shastra invited some of these God brothers and actually paid for them to come. And they joined in 78, you know, it was the height of the Zonal Acharya things, and as soon as they came, they went out and collected for 12 years, you know, and never left for nothing, kind of. Of course, not nothing. You never lose. So people like that, I see sometimes that Krishna consciousness, in one sense, they were always just giving, sacrificing, but there wasn't a whole lot of reciprocation. And just to see them being respected, you know, and people liked it also because the mood was, I understand the necessity for an institution, but I think the mood that people like, that in an institution, basically, there's a corporate hierarchical structure that's forced upon you. But in this type of situation, especially my situation, you know, that was gone. And all the relationships were just natural out of affection. It's a whole different experience. And then people liked it. It didn't matter who came, what nut came, who's their guru, etc. They're welcome. You know, so no sectarianism. It felt so spiritual for everyone. And they saw everyone participating. So, Jared Wakemarch coming and going on the trick runs, listening to the classes like everyone else. You know, and everyone, we gave the example that Pajumna gave me of Trinada P. Kirtan, you know, the grass. There's individual pieces, but everything's about the overall effect. So the mood was so strongly, not about any individual person, but a contribution to the whole Sangha of experiencing the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So that type of mood, you know, and the pleasure of Prabhupada to see the Sangha of Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Mati, the Sangha of Krishna consciousness, so pure. It was really wonderful. Everyone was welcome. No judgment, everyone accepted, and people respond. So people feeling that kindness and mercy and that unity of consciousness, their hearts become filled so easy with devotion, and they feel very humble and appreciative. Satsrut Maharaj, he was staying here among us, his father's closest that he in a temple for many, many years. I mean, on either side in so many rooms. And, you know, he would come down every morning. He's not well, but he would come down every morning and participate in the morning. And he'd really relish it. And he would read every morning from 15 minutes or 20 minutes from the book he wrote about being in Puri. And the devotees were very, very appreciative. And he also read his poetry, wrote beautiful poems about the waves in Puri. And he's reading it. We're hearing right now, I'm in a room, I'm facing the ocean. You know, and he's reading his poetry, and, you know, everyone, it was wonderful. It was just, and every person that would come would be welcome. And then they would become inspired, and then they would be an essential element. That's what Krishna consciousness means. You're welcome in a Sangha of devotees that's based on Krishna and is extending mercy. And when you're welcome, you feel so satisfied that you become a receptacle of mercy. Your heart becomes filled with affection. And then you are an essential contributing member to the Sangha. I think there was so much affection with so many people that everyone valued every single person in the Sangha and would miss every single person in the Sangha that was not there. I think that people that are here, they're shaking their head. So sweet. Like, we had a Sangha. Maybe it was a core group of 30, 40 people that would extend to 50, 60 people. Any person that was not there, you would miss. Right? Rather than sorry that so many people came. And the people, just any person you would miss, you would appreciate every time. It was just so nice. Everyone was important. Yeah, Mooney, what were you saying?
No, thank you so much. I guess a question that was in the back of my mind is, hearing a class like today, you know, it's a reminder about how easy it is to fall into patterns where you're not looking out, you're not thinking about other people first. I kind of get into my patterns of life where, yeah, I care about other people, but, you know, I have my agenda or whatever. And and so my question is, in the back of my mind is this kind of fear, I think, that, you know, if I really try to put other people, if I try to, in a way that you're describing, put other people's needs first, I have a fear that all of these kind of demands that are on me, I won't somehow come through on, whether it's school or whatever. And I know that, I'm not saying that fear is reasonable, but I'm asking.
Yeah, I let me explain it to people here. He's asking, you know, if you put this mood to others and things like that, it's one thing being in the Sangha. We don't have responsibilities in the world, and everyone is coming to contribute Krishna consciousness. But when you're out in the world, if you do that, you very usually can be exploited, you can't get your things done, et cetera. Yeah.
It's not a challenge, Maj. It's just trying to understand. I'm not trying to say it's a challenge, but what I'm trying to say is
that, we have a certain karma, you know, that puts us in the world and puts us with various responsibilities and gives us a certain challenge. Yeah, right. And it may complicate that type of sangha, but we're talking about a spiritual sangha, you know. When you join the spiritual sangha, if let's say you went to the temple for 2 hours and there was some place near you that it was real quality sangha, right? Then when you come to that, you can drop everything and leave it back home. You know what I'm saying? And then be in that mood of service to others and really try to recreate Gaur Lila. We were going through verse by verse in Gaur Lila, and I'm probably when I go back to America, I am enthusiastic to do Gaur Lila now. I practically couldn't get past one or two verses a day. There was so much in it I was seeing. But to recreate that, when you come to a sangha, it should be in that mood. If you really want to experience this, I have to assimilate my thoughts, but someone has to start. Someone has to start to be the one with just giving. You know, and maybe by that influence, everyone else can be in that mood in the sangha.
That's a really powerful point, Marge, because I do think, like, hearing you make that point, I reflect on how, you know, we go to Rasa's and have kirtan and katha, or sometimes people come here, and it's easy just to let your baggage seep into that environment where, you know, you're not going to give fully or you whatever. And I think that I really appreciate your point that should be treated almost like 2 hours of prakrama. Like you often quote that verse, you know, everything for the pleasure of Hari, whether it's, you know, a weekend or whether it's... I appreciate that approach to satsang, even out here in the West. So, yeah, thanks. That's a really powerful...
And I think the purpose of the prakrama is to actually experience that. When you experience that, like I say, these were realizations for me. I'm seeing, I'm thinking, I was saying today, why me? Why me? Why? I'm here, I'm enjoying it, it's nice, but I also thought too, I mean, it's definitive, and it's really in my mind, when you have a spiritual experience, which can happen if you can have a retreat where you're actually absorbed in the right association.
Yeah.
You know? It can happen. It's powerful. It's the soul. And by the process of Sankirtan, it can. In other words, people were effortlessly, in one sense, engaged all day in Siddhabhati. They got up. They went to Tota Gopinath. They chanted their rounds. They were so eager. They came back. Beautiful. Nilu's brother, Nityananda, he's really incredibly talented singer. I mean, how does that song go? How does it go, though? Oh, there. Go ahead. Goranga karuna ho de. Nahina pa. I wish you could hear this bhajan he was singing. I'll get it the next time. I mean, these Gaur bhajans. I mean, you know, you become like so attached to them. And, you know, you do that. So you come, and then when they're chanting Hare Krishna in 7:15, Satsrut Marj will come down with Jayadrata Marj. They'd sing this bhajan all together, beautiful bhajan, and then Satsang Marj would read, very interesting, you know, the Prabhupada and Puri, whatever it is. And then I would give class on Gaur Lila, and I think people were enjoying it. You know, getting into the verses. Finished, 8:30. People go upstairs, set up everything, people come, prasadam, you know, quarter to nine, 10, out. Very reasonable, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to the place. Kirtan, come into the place, have a good kirtan, sit down, hear some katha, Maybe go to one other place, come back, 1 o'clock, bathe in the ocean. then jog it off the shot, and then the evening program. So you actually can do it. So I don't know what I'm saying now, but okay. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Thanks, Maharaj Harbal.
Thank you, Muni. I appreciate the help here. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, this is Sri Devi.
This is who?
Krishna, Maharaj.
Oh. I heard Sri Devi there.
Sri
Devi, you know, there's one particular class which I'm going to send you to transcribe.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
please. Thank you. And oh, and I got the bookmark you sent and the book and the other things. Thank you very much. That was nice.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Who else like to say Hare Krishna? Anybody else? I heard so many voices at the same time. Anybody else like to say? If I haven't heard you besides Sue Davey, who else is out there?
Hare Krishna,
Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Yamaraj.
Carl?
Hare
is that you?
Maharaj. Yes, this is Carl.
Wow, nice to hear from you, and it was nice to see you in Vrindavan, even for that short while.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Thank you. And please, if you and your family ever get a chance in January, you know, it truly is a wonderful experience. You know, and I know you like the beach, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's right on the beach, and it's wonderful. Very good. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna there? Anybody else? One more person?
Maharaj, this is Clinton. There's some problem with the line, and some people might be having problems muting and unmuting.
Oh, okay. Okay. I heard, is that Hare Kirtan I heard there too? Yeah. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Yamaraj from Gainesville.
Okay. Thank you, Yamaraj. So someone told me that they're having problems muting and unmuting the phone, and I relieved. I said, oh, my God. Thank God. It's not that they don't love me. Okay. A joke. Anybody else need to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Gandiva.
Wow, Gandiva. Hare Krishna. Are you coming by any chance to Vrindavan?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I couldn't get a flight. I waited too long. It's all booked up for Chinese New Year.
Okay. Well,
but I'm really going to try and join the Puri tour next year. It sounds wonderful.
It's really, really wonderful. You know, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay. Panchakalpa Trivyasya Kripa Sindhu Vedasya Patitanam Pavane Deva Vaishnava Deva Namo Namah.